broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Liberty Roundtable Live continues. Our goal remains the same, that is to promote God, family, and country and to protect life, liberty, and property. This is Hour 2 of 2. This is the broadcast for May 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. God save the Republic is our claim to fame. We the people need to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. We're losing the culture war big time. James Edwards with me both hours today, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And we talked about the 2,000 Mules movie selling out in theaters all across the country, and people are absolutely raving about it. The mainstream press attacking it like never before, like you couldn't believe. But despite unconstitutional red flag state laws, ladies and gentlemen, this Buffalo suspect, this Gendron guy, bought a gun legally, a rifle, went ballistic with it. Well, they now are linking this to the birth rates keep falling for U.S. women. Fact. They tie it to Americans aren't making enough babies, facts, to replace ourselves. But what they do is they lie, because they then blame it on this, replacement theory. And what do I mean by the lie? The replacement theory is real, folks. It's not a lie. Okay, it's not a theory. It's a fact. Whites are being replaced. The white population is decreasing in the United States, and every other population is increasing. It is not debatable. It is absolutely factual. Now, you could debate the causes. I say because it's white men and women aren't willing to have babies is a big cause. But a bigger cause than even that is that we are importing illegally so many people, primarily Hispanics, to where we're flat out getting replaced in the process. You can say it isn't true. You can lie like Joe Biden just did. But Americans need to wake up and pay attention to the right media who are telling them the truth. You go look at the numbers. Even government numbers contradict Joe. Okay, whacked out, crazy, sleepy Joe can't even get the numbers from his own government right. Okay, he's lying to you, folks. This is not replacement theory. This is replacement fact, okay? Anyway, why do we start on that? Because that's the big push they're making to attack any whites, because they claim this guy was a white supremacist. So therefore, all whites are white supremacists, Republicans on down. Now, it first started out, they would marginalize guys like Sam and James, who were bold enough to speak out and call truth, truth. But now they're widening their net to, you know what, even if you're not a baby, if you're not a baby killer, then you got to be a racist. Right? They're tying it to where everybody is in their big dragnet now. Unless you want to kill babies and just murder it on abortion on demand, unless you want to go ahead and just, you know, open the borders like, hey, you're a racist, you're a hater, you're evil somehow. That's the narrative. Well, they're taking this latest shooting and they're doing just that with it. So they tie this to this, quote, ideology, white supremacist ideology, known as replacement theory, they say, which imagines a nefarious scheme to replace white Americans and voters with immigrants of color. Folks, they're doing it. You don't believe me? What about when Barack Obama said, hey, if you are in America, you know, and you vote, you're a citizen. What about that? Just this last month, over 100,000, is it? Yeah. Hispanics were allowed to stay in America just this month, James. Did you see that?
Like every month?
So unless you're willing to have that many children, folks, you're going to get replaced, okay? It's a reality check. Well, anyway, they're tying this to this shooter, and they're saying it's that our ideology that's the problem. And they're literally now attacking Republicans everywhere over this, James. Now they've casted the net so wide to where it's not even you and I. You and I are the innocents now.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that. A couple of things. As we said in the last hour, if you have come to the conclusions that the shooter was alleged to have reached, then, again, you are cast with this wide net, and you are just as bad as he has. But if you are a leftist who has been praying for the most perfectly gift-wrapped outrage fuel, this incident satisfies every requirement down to the last detail, which is why I'm a little bit suspicious of it. But again, for argument's sake, we'll take the word of the media here that this guy actually believed all of these things that he wrote. However, I had a friend who's an attorney in London who wrote to me saying that this sort of thing is a symptom of a fracturing society. I thought this was a good comment. And actually, I should say too, Sam, what you said in the opening monologue of this segment was really the best take I've heard on it, the most succinct and powerful take that I've heard on it yet. Bravo to you for what you said just a moment ago. Fantastic commentary. But my friend in England wrote, I fear that episodes of this kind will become more frequent as self-radicalized, angry young white men take extreme measures out of rage at a society that has betrayed them. Now, of course, it goes without saying we hope that that doesn't happen and is not the case. But I think on some levels, it is surprising that the number of incidents like this has been so few, because if you are white and you are concerned about some of these issues, you have no recourse. You are constantly denigrated, derided, mocked. You are constantly villainized. And some people, if they don't have a strong anchor in Christ or a strong family, will become the caricature. They will become exactly what the media wants you to be. A tool to further their agenda, not ours. And there was one thing Mr. Producer said during the last break about how, hey, you know, I thought it was guns that kill people. And that's an interesting point, because had this situation been a black on black crime, had it been a black man who had gone into the black supermarket and killed 10 black people, first of all, it probably would have only made local news. But if it had made news at all, it would have been a story about gun control. You know, see, so the establishment uses each situation that it can, let no tragedy go to waste, or whatever the old saying is, to benefit their narrative and their agenda. If they couldn't have got any more mileage out of this horrific act than to further go after gun control. And by the way, I think the shooter himself had written about what a joke gun control is in New York. I mean, he lives in New York and he got the gun that did this in New York. So there you go. But they would have done
it.
He
got
it
legally despite all their laws to say that this would have stopped it. That's why they got to pass the law. It never works, never works, never works. Now, our producer also said, hey, if guns kill people, why isn't the gun on trial? Why is that, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's right. So they would have used the gun control narrative if they used anything at all on this story had the race dynamic been a little bit different. And they do that. But as I said, in the first hour, you had a black nationalist, a black supremacist, who had written that he wanted to kill white people, and he ended up doing that at the Waukesha Christmas parade. He killed 6 and injured 60, all white, with his SUV, just plowed
James,
into...
James, that doesn't exist.
Well, it does. Well, barely, according to the media.
See, but that's the thing how they are, folks. Doesn't matter if it's factual truth documented until the cows come home. People are dead. None of that matters in their world, right?
How much are you hearing about the racial dynamics of the situation in Buffalo? Literally every story leads with that. White killer, black victims. When the situation is reversed, you know what they said? And what minimal coverage it got in Wisconsin, and it got it for a couple of days, and then it was just memory hold, a car. You know, it said a car killed 6 people.
Yes,
didn't
it
mention
did.
Anything about that. Like, the car just crazy, cranked buddy. Itself and decided to go kill people. I mean, it literally, I was rereading some of these stories in preparation for
now
this.
Now with AI, though, James, maybe the car did decide to kill people. Maybe that's
Yeah, that's another problem. Me and you can talk about that, the rise of the machines that's going to kill us all. But,
all right, so, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain
story,
how I wrote
a car.
Let me explain how I rewrote the headline. They say, you know, white supremacists have this conspiracy theory about white replacement, okay? And that drove this shooter to kill everybody. And, hey, we got to really go on to that. The Republicans, everybody's guilty of this now. It used to be in the fringes of white supremacists wearing capes. Now it's in the mainstream. The whites are taking over, okay? That's what they want you to believe this. Okay, let me tell you how I rewrote the headline. See if you think this is fair and accurate. Here it is. Ready? Replacement fact documents effort to replace whites and white Americans and voters with immigrants or people of color. Isn't that the truth? Look,
well,
I
tell you,
that's happening, folks. And I want to debate anybody on CNN and anywhere, and I'll tell you how. We'll use the government numbers to highlight the whites having less babies. We'll use the border leaking like a sieve numbers. We'll show the replacement charts that James highlighted last hour. We'll drill into this and just show this is happening. This is not debatable. It is not even discussable in an intelligent forum when you see the numbers and the effort, it's happening. Now, if you want to talk about why, or if you want to talk about it's not intentional, or you want to, whatever, but the fact is it's happening. It's a reality. There are less whites as a proportion of society or a percentage of society than there were years ago. And it continues to decline, and it will continue to decline because the borders leak like a sieve, because people are having less whites are having less babies. You can point to whatever narrative you want of the reason, but it is not, we're not making this up. This is not even a discussion. How we can have it in the modern media today is beyond my imagination, but it's a one-sided discussion if it's the mainstream press too, Jay. Or James?
Well, they write about it every day. Every day you'll see headlines talking about the changing demographics. We're using their own numbers. These aren't studies that we commission in sort of a half-cocked way. These are NBC. These are government statistics. These are Pew Research Center statistics that we're citing here. And of course, when they crow about it, about how great it is, it's not a conspiracy theory at all. It's hey, yeah, this is happening, and how wonderful it is, more diversity. But if you take a dissenting view about it, then it becomes a conspiracy theory. It's the damnedest thing I believe I've ever seen, Sam. They cite it in a good
There's
way.
There's no question.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's why we take it on, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a conspiracy.
And those of you who are concerned, if you carry this broadcast, hey, you're taking on complicated. Look, they're telling you that every Republican now is literally involved in this replacement white theory that the white supremacists are coming after you. We'll talk about it coming up in seconds on your radio.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right. James Edwards with me, ladies and gentlemen. DeepLearningCesspool.org is his award-winning broadcast every Saturday night, but available online anytime. DeepLearningCesspool.org. And we're talking about this replacement fact documents effort to replace white Americans and voters with immigrants or people of color. It's happening, folks. Go look at the statistics. You got 100,000 people that are not white coming into America every month, at least. You've got other races willing to have children where whites are not. The replacement is the reality. Okay? And whether you like it or not. And when they want to talk about it in glowing terms, as James said, they highlight the fact, hey, this is great. When I bring it up, or you bring it up, or anybody else says, hey, this is a concern. Now, let me explain why it's a concern. Let's drill into that for a quick second, James. It's not a concern that other people are having children. God said multiply and replenish the earth, and that's never been rescinded, and he didn't say except for black people or anything like that. Okay, so these other people are willing to obey God's command, and the whites are not. And that's really the Christian problem that we must, the elephant in the room we must deal with. That's number one. Number two, immigration is a problem, though. This illegal activity crossing borders is the problem. And it's not a replacement discussion, except for downstream. It's an illegal discussion. Okay, illegality, and then, hey, over time, that illegality changes voter rolls, does all these nefarious things. But it's really illegal activity that's the core of this, James.
That's part of it, Sam. I think that every group of people should be able to have a nation that reflects their values and their heroes and their culture. And that's white, that's black, that's Hispanic, that's everybody. I'm not necessarily for countries that are just an amalgamation of humanity because I believe that that leads to conflict. All right, that's the only reason. Doesn't mean that I hate other people or anything like that. I think you have more continuity and more happiness and more high trust if you can be around people of similar beliefs. I'd rather live in a Christian country, for instance, than a Muslim country and things of that nature. But yes, the illegality is definitely a part of it, and the illegality has certainly played into the skyrocketing levels of growth in the Hispanic community and the downward shift of the white proportion of the population. But one thing that they're definitely doing is tagging all Republicans on this. And that's interesting for a few reasons. A lot changed after Donald Trump, for better and for worse, and for whatever his faults and whatever good he did. I still say that he triggered the media so much, he really eviscerated a lot of the trust that certainly the Republican side of the electorate, which is half the electorate, has in the establishment media. And he was very manly when called all of these shut-up terms, racist and white supremacist. He was called this every day, 100 times a day. Every story about him included some sort of degrading adjective that a normal person wouldn't want to be known as. And he always, you know, dug his heels in and never apologized. And I think that that encouraged a lot of people to say, hey, you know, and this was what my book was about back in 2010, that they are using these words not because that's who you are if you have certain beliefs or what you are if you have certain beliefs, but because they know it's an effective tool to shut you up. It's a sociopolitical nuclear bomb. It will shut you up. But Trump gave cover to people to be a little more honest and to be to have a little more mainstream acceptance. And the Trump formula, especially during his candidacy in 2016, really gave them a lot of safe cover. Gave us, gave me, gave everyone who has some concerns about illegal immigration and things like that, that safe cover to become more acceptable within the Republican mainstream. I mean, this was the party's nominee and eventually the president of the United States saying no more, no less, really, on a lot of these issues than I've ever said in my career as a talk radio host. And so when you had Dylann Roof, this is, I think, a very interesting takeaway. When you had Dylann Roof, who committed the murders, again, very similar, senseless murder of innocent people at a black church in Charleston in 2015. Of course, they went right into, well, anyone who believes anything that Dylann Roof ever said is exactly the, you know, these are the people we've got to silence and shut up because they're liable to take these actions and they're responsible for it. And if we don't stop them from sharing their ideas, you're going to have more Dylann Roofs. And it's completely a joke because when the shoe's on the other foot, as we said, they don't mention it at all. But the reason I bring this up is supposedly Dylann Roof had one time gone to the website of a group called the Council of Conservative Citizens. And the Council of Conservative Citizens had had posted racial statistics very similar to that which NBC Nightly News posted. And I think they always used mainstream sources as well. And allegedly, Dylann Roof had gone to the CFCC website one time. And according to the media, he saw some statistics there that triggered this whole event in Charleston. So basically, they laid the whole thing at the feet of the Council of Conservative Citizens, which again was a joke, but this is something that they do. They want to go after the biggest fish they can net with any given tragedy to try to take them down. And it was effective with the Council of Conservative Citizens. That was in 2015. Since then, as I said a moment ago, Trump has given safe cover to a lot of these very legitimate issues and very legitimate concerns, to where now, Sam, when you have the situation in Buffalo, they're not going after organizations on the right. They are going after the Republican Party itself. And it's, and in fact, if one single individual that I've read about has been attacked for what happened in Buffalo more than anyone else, it's Tucker Carlson. Now, that is a major, major shift, going after a small group like the Council of Conservative Citizens, which did not have a national mainstream presence, to now you having to lay it at the feet of Tucker Carlson. That shows one thing, that millions of Republican voters, which is in very big contrast to what you had in 2015, millions of Republican voters, and we've seen this in the statistics as well, believe there is a great placement afoot. I saw a poll, I believe it was somewhere between 20 and 30%, so that is exactly what's happening. That's millions and millions of people. It's gotten a lot bigger, and that's why they are so desperate to manipulate tragedies like this to advance their goals and aims of shutting up debate and letting this thing run its full course.
Now, the other person getting attacked big time over this, which is, I find interesting, listen to this. They say Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, they call her the third-ranking House Republican, has blasted Biden over this formula for babies, where the immigrants are getting formula and the American mothers or women are not getting the formula. She blasted it, and now they tie her to this critical race theory. Yeah, she says, borrowing language from the QAnon conspiracy theory that claims there is a Satan-worshipping cabal of liberal pedophiles, which is moving the needle on the right. Anyway, it goes on. And then they talk about, hey, this race, critical race theory, this replacement theory, and she's literally backing all this, they claim now. Okay, you're talking about the top third Republican in New York now literally being attacked over this because she's saying, hey, wait a minute. Why are the immigrants getting baby formula and the American women are not? And now it's turned into that, James.
Yep, that's absolutely right. There you go. That's a whole nother thing. My wife has been on this about the baby formula thing. I don't want to necessarily chase a rabbit or go in a different direction, but of course, if you were breastfeeding, if you had the opportunity to breastfeed, if you were a mother who could actually stay at home and you didn't have to work as well and you made some more sacrifices, there is a big national freak out over the baby formula situation. And a lot of babies are, of course, becoming sick and malnutrition because what else are they going to eat? If the mother's milk is gone by the time that this hit, that's a problem. I did see
now,
where.
Here's how they document this, though, James. They say Ms. Stefanik, a one-time moderate Republican who worked in George Bush's White House, basically, hey, she's lurching to the right. She's drinking your Kool-Aid, James. And now she's an mega warrior, and she's moved to the hard right, and now she's embraced racism.
Yeah, this is exactly a different story, but the exact same formula, pun intended, that the media uses. If you come to a conclusion that differs from their narrative, they don't just say, well, this person disagrees and has a difference of opinion. If you look at the statistics that they put out and say, hey, it looks like whites are being replaced here, and I'm not so sure if that's a good thing because we had a pretty good run of it here in this country and America became the most powerful nation in the world with a white majority, and I'm not sure if things change, if that's going to be good for us or make a difference, or, you know, I just question this, then it's not, hey, you know, let's talk about it. It's white supremacist, white nationalist, neo-Nazi, murderous thug, so on and so forth. But I did see with the baby formula, and this is a tragedy, Pete Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten, have run out of formula, and their twins are suffering from it. That's something that, boy, do you ever think you'd live long enough to say that?
Maybe a mom ought to have those babies where she might be able to nurse them. Or maybe they could find a wet nurse. That used to be the case back in the day when there was no such thing as formula. Remember, there were those days, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket this morning.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
This launch released 53 Starlink satellites into a low Earth orbit. Starlink is SpaceX's network of satellites that are designed to deliver low-cost internet access to remote locations. There are currently more than 2,000 Starlink satellites in orbit. New data shows the nation's roads are more deadly than they have been in over a decade. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimating nearly 43,000 people died in crashes last year. That's an increase of more than 4,000 from 2020. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying the traffic deaths are a crisis on America's roadways that we must address together. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards, Sam Bushman breaking this down, and I know it seems like a very confusing broadcast. We're promoting 2,000 mules and vote fraud discussions. We're talking about unconstitutional red flag state laws not stopping killers. We're talking about this birth rates keep falling for women. We're talking about Republican silence in the rising tide of murders by extremists, they claim. New York Times. Well, I want to challenge the New York Times and CNN and everybody. They tell you that we won't condemn these things, and they tell you that we won't talk about it, that we echo critical race, critical replacement theory, but yet we won't denounce it. Let me be clear to you, CNN. Let me be clear to you, Fox. Let me be clear to you, the New York Times, and all your downstream minions. Not only will I not deny critical race theory, I will double down and call it critical race fact. Not only will I not avoid the term, I will tell you that it's happening and it's illegal and it's wrong and it must stop. Let's debate this. If you people, why are you avoiding guys like me that'll take you on? You want to just talk to the politicians that are so vague they don't know which way the wind's blowing. That's the Republican mainstream mantra. Why don't you talk to guys like me and James who will give it to you straight? Critical race reality is what we should be calling it. Critical race fact is what we should be calling this replacement thing. It's happening. It's real. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And the fact is, I'm willing to take it on. I think the illegal immigration is wrong and needs to stop. Why? Because it's illegal. I don't have any problem with anybody else having babies, different races. By all means, multiply and replenish the earth. God said so. By all means, promote God, family, and country, everybody. And I don't have any problem with some people believing that we should be a big melting pot and other people saying, hey, we should be in our own nations because when we're forced together, it's conflict. But I'll tell you this. I don't want the illegal activity going on. I want it stopped. Period. And when it comes to this replacement reality, look, it's happening. It's beyond debate. Now, I want to drill into this. What's this guy's name?
Buffalo shooter.
Peyton S. Gendron. All right, Peyton S. Gendron. Right. This Peyton guy, Gendron. They say that what he did, James, is before he made this killing, he got on these different social media services, and he invited people in about 30 minutes to his kind of web server or whatever you want to say, this private web server, about 30 minutes before he launched what investigators said was a long-planned massacre at a Buffalo supermarket. Gendron, they say, invited a small group of people to join him in his chat room. And so they knew what he was going to do. He was talking about it. He was gearing up to do it and all this stuff, and nobody stopped him. I don't believe this narrative, James, and I'm going to tell you why. This echoes of the headline a few years ago in Vegas that said this, quote, gunman set up cameras at Mandalay Bay, telling investigators that he meticulously planned the massacre. Now, I don't deny that these people may have planned the massacre. They might have. But in both of these cases, it's the same. These people set up incredible documentation of the evil they're committing. Evidence of, etc., writing manifestos, literal cameras, watching it go down live, and so on. But every time we dig into this, here's the narrative that happens. The mainstream press says we're going to get them, we're going to know, we're going to whatever, we're going to get to the bottom of it, but nothing ever happens. What the truth is, we find out that every time these people are on psychotropic drugs, every time these have government handlers or government-involved somebodies, every time it's a planned, plotted, oftentimes a prodded thing, every time the child has trouble, they don't have a stable family, they don't have a stable mother or father, they don't have a tie to God, they weren't raised religiously, they all have problems with females or whatever you want to say, the opposite sex where they're rejected. This pattern repeats itself over and over and over, and 9 times out of 10, it's literally provocateurs in government. Now, Randy Weaver just died. I don't know if you know that. But they claim that Randy Weaver was kind of like this. He was the early inception of them, what we saw in Vegas. All Randy Weaver did was cut a gun off a little bit too short because he was persuaded to by government bureaucrats, which caused the rain of fury and hell to rain down on poor Randy Weaver, who eventually won money from the government because the government was wrong and Randy was right. Nevertheless, I digress except to say, look, this is a pattern we're seeing. And every time government and drugs and social, whatever you want to call it, distancing, every bit of that's involved every single time. No one's talking about this, James.
Sam, what I just heard from you, I'm going to make you a promise right now. Now, I said earlier when we were talking about this that for argument's sake, we're going to take it at face value because that's where this whole thing's being litigated right now, under the assumption that this was some lone wolf radicalized guy. But yes, there is that other side. There is that other possibility that everything you said is really what happened, and they're using this as a means to advance their agenda of censorship, of oppression. That this guy could have been a socially awkward, not having luck with the ladies, psychotropic drug using, disconnected from God, maybe not a stable family. We don't know much about his family one way or the other, but that's a possibility. And with the government handler.
Hold on, why don't we, though? We know everything about the supposed manifesto he put together. We know everything about the supposed online whole. They didn't know anything about this at the start, but now it's all. But we don't know if somebody else wrote it. We don't know if he wrote it. We don't know if this is part of the. But we don't know anything in the background of this guy like we ought to know.
We know a little bit, and that is that his so-called manifesto was overwhelmingly copied, and lazily so. It was a lazy copy of the shooter in Christchurch, New Zealand, Brenton Tarrant, who went in and shot a bunch of people at a place of worship a couple of years ago. Similar ideas, similar conclusions to some of the issues that we talk about, but an action that only helps the enemy. And so it's interesting. I mean, if you were a government agent, hey, we'll just copy and paste this guy's manifesto and say that this guy wrote the same thing. It's entirely possible. The only reason we're not spending more time talking about it is because that's not the argument that's being waged out there in the media.
That's my point.
We're fighting it on their footing.
Why are we going with the narrative from the government? Now, listen, here's what's also interesting about this thing, in my opinion. Supposedly, a bunch of people knew that he was going to go ballistic, and no one called the authorities. So that's how they're kind of trying to say, you're guilty too, James.
Exactly. I mean, I could
do
this
out, my friend.
But it goes back to what you said a moment ago. Rooted in Christ, with a family. I mean, obviously, you could look at anybody like us and say, these aren't going to be shooters. But yes, I mean, this is exactly the sort of uncertainty that the media and the government are trying to put out there.
Anybody that believes this could be a shooter.
They could be a shooter tomorrow.
If they're telling the truth on the facts on this gentleman, why would they then smear it to you and me in every way possible?
Well, that's what I was. Yeah, of course. I mean, they're taking advantage of the situation to do away with people who disagree with them, to silence them, and to want the general public to go along with the plan.
But if they're doing that, you can't trust their narrative at all.
Well, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I'm just saying we are working off of what the debate is right now, and we don't have any evidence that.
Well, here's what we know. You ready?
This guy was handled.
Here's what we know. He bought the gun legally. Right?
Yep.
Okay, let me tell you what else we know. We know that he has a Latino friend that says he never experienced any racism from the guy.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And they went shooting together. We also know that he, as far as I can tell, his friends say they don't see how he could have done this. They've even gone shooting with the guy a bunch of times. They don't see how he could have done this. Now, I'll bet you that those details will be squashed more and more and more as this narrative takes over. But what about those? Somebody needs to track all that stuff down and start to into a real discussion.
The press is so lazy and so controlled and so narrative driven. If you deviate from the narrative one time, well, you're going to get fired. That's why you don't have more reporters doing it, even if there are. I mean, we've talked with Sean Bergen, former reporter in New York, who got fired for deviating one time in one live broadcast, saying that, hey, if there were more black fathers, perhaps you would have less black crime. He was doing a shooting involving a black person. And, of course, he got immediately fired. So, I mean, everybody knows the consequence you pay if you deviate from the narrative. But most people are all too happy to go along with the narrative because they've been marinating in it for their whole lives through the media and through the educational institutions. But
not me. I'm here truth telling. Bust it up, buddy. I'm telling you right now. Now, here's the other thing that I find interesting. Not only are they trying to smear you and I with this and the whole Republican Party and tie it to this replacement theory idea and tie it to white supremacists everywhere, but they're also attacking the services that provided the servers for this guy to go do what he did.
There you go.
So now
there
there's an attack on the social media platforms, Discord and Twitch. And boy, isn't it interesting to take the name Discord for the one that you attack the most. Now, it started out as a video game. That's why it was called Discord, because you were supposed to, be versing one another, right? But now this Discord term sits right at the center of this discussion, James.
Sam, I'm making you a promise right now. I'm going to go back. We're in the third segment right now of this hour. I'm going to go back and write down word for word what you said a moment ago about some of the things that could be in play here, about the drugs, about everything we just mentioned. And I am going to give it a word for word recitation on my program. I don't think there's any way you could put that more succinctly and more compelling. But yes, this again is coming back to censorship of platforms. Obviously, if a guy's doing a live stream, whether it's on Periscope, whether it's on Twitter, wherever it is, you can't stop it. I mean, it instantly it comes up. I mean, you can't monitor every feed at all times. We can talk about it more in the next segment.
Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. Vote Bundy.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing is a dishonest attack on social media platforms such as Discord and Twitch. Why do I say that? Because, look, they're acting like, hey, those platforms were evil, that they've allowed this hate and this hate speech and this white supremacist extreme crazy. They've allowed this to prosper on their platform, don't you know? Now, it's fascinating. Any platform that supports our views is an enemy platform. Any platform that's liberal and psychotic and whacked out and promotes death to you and I as Christians, murder babies, promote, you know, death and destruction. They're Facebook, Twitter, all the Instagram, all the mainstream ones are protected for the most part. Now that Elon Musk is talking about buying one, they're starting to attack Twitter more. But look, Elon Musk is not your friend anyway. I digress, except to say, look, they're literally attacking these platforms as if they, one, could have stopped it, James, and two, that they're really, the Republican Party, along with these platforms, are the purveyors of your and my hate, sir.
That's exactly right. Once again, my friend, and they are going to go after these alternative media platforms, whether it be the Discord or Twitch or any of these platforms where you can have an exchange of ideas or share video feeds that have been censored on YouTube or some of the more prominent social media platforms. Of course, they want to get rid of platforms that have a diversity of opinion. They're all for diversity, but not so much of diversity of opinion. And I think what you could see, as we've said it a time or two already, but this Buffalo shooting at a time when the Democrats were going in, heading into an apparent buzzsaw in the midterm elections, I just think that this shooting couldn't have come at a better time for the establishment. We will see how well-reasoned the electorate is, and if they can say, hey, you know what, he was right about this, but the action is wrong, he's going to pay for it with his life. It doesn't mean that everybody who believes that there is a replacement of a demographic shift here in America doesn't mean that everybody like that is culpable. But I think what you could see is talk of the Great Replacement, what they're calling the Great Replacement, to be criminalized. Which is amazing if it comes to that. It would be amazing because the people who are talking about this are only echoing what left-wingers say in celebration. We say, hey, we agree with you that this is happening, but it might not be a good idea. Then and only then does it become a conspiracy theory, so-called. But we'll see. We certainly haven't seen the last of this. I think this is the first time this has happened in America since Dylann Roof that I can remember, where you have a white man who is alleged to have beliefs that are now becoming more and more mainstream in the Republican Party, certainly championed by Tucker Carlson, but that we have always been talking about. I think this is the first time you've had a white man with such apparent beliefs, take an action like this since Roof. And, of course, everything is just so much more polarized since it was then. Even since then, the discontent and the distrust and the balkanization of America has just continued to pace. Be very interesting to see what the Democrats can do. But I think they'll only have a short time to do it, Sam. And I don't even know if Manchin or Sinema would go along with it. They've been able to rebuff most of Biden's agenda by holding strong. I mean, you've got this razor thin Democratic majority. In fact, it's not really even a majority, because without one of the Democrats coming over, they can't even pass it. And the Democrats have been holding the line there, Sinema and Manchin. But
on one hand, I'm glad about that, James, but I will also say I almost wish that the Democrats could get more of their agenda pushed so the American people can realize the reality of what they've literally put in place. And we can say it's vote fraud, and it's true, but I would also say, look, we need Americans to stand up and get involved in this culture war. You can't run around and just let murdering of babies to the point of 60 million babies since Roe versus Wade and then be like, ho-hum. You can't just run around and let them accuse everybody of being a white supremacist, all you white Christians out there, and act like, oh, it's James and Sam. They're the bad guys. They're the racists. You can't let these lies stand, because eventually the lies, if you tell them enough, become the narrative and the truth. And then those lies then are used to create laws. You know, pretty soon they'll say Sam and James, they're lone wolves on Sam's platform, peddling evil. And look, they're terrorists. And okay, this language is going too far, and it's turning into reality. And now the Republican Party, the conservative, they're the ones at the heart. Hey, the party has left everybody. The party has gone off the rails, white supremacist extreme. There's an article that I wanted to talk about today. We don't have time. I'll save it for another day. But it says this. Listen to this. Living with the far-right insurgency in Idaho, a radical GOP faction in open alliance with extremists, is seizing power and taunting its opponents with cruelty. Some wonder, is it even time to leave it so bad? Kim Raff, HuffPost, wrote the article. I don't have time to get into it now, but this is the narrative they're painting. And at first you say, oh, that's just a whacked out Washington Post, or Huffington Post. They're always crazy. No. This is going into the mainstream, ladies and gentlemen. They're tightening the noose to say you're a terrorist. They're tightening the noose to say you're a Christian, white supremacist, terrorist. And pretty soon it's going to be everybody. It used to just be Sam and James, the only ones that were willing to speak out. But now they're literally telling you, hey, it's most of the Republican Party led by the Donald. Okay, folks, we got to do something about it and speak up big time, James.
I'm glad you brought up that story out of Idaho from the Huffington Post, and I've got it here as well. The headline, of course, as you just mentioned, reads, Living with the Far-Right Insurgency in Idaho. Well, again, what is a far-right? What is an extremist? What is a white supremacist? What is a racist? I wrote the book 12
anybody
years ago.
Anybody that's not
this.
A baby killer, anybody that's a Christian. Got it? Good.
That's pretty much it. I mean, certainly a racist is a white person, and racism is anything a white person does that leftists don't like. That's how they use the term. You never hear about a racist being anything other than a white conservative, certainly. And so with this thing in Idaho, you know, Sam, I was reading this before the show today. I read it for about, this was one of the longest screeds I've ever read out of the Huffington Post. I read for about 30 minutes and thinking, man, this is a long article. I must be getting close to the end. And I was about a fourth of the way through. I mean, that they kept going and going and going. But the gist of it is, people with our very heartfelt and legitimate beliefs are making a lot of headway in Idaho. And apparently there's a lot of people in Idaho who now share our beliefs. And in fact, people who may be moving to Idaho because it's a community that is friendly, a state that is friendly, perhaps, to certain beliefs, not bad beliefs, not beliefs that we would be ashamed to mention. But, of course, these people are smeared with all of these different invectives. But I will tell you one thing. It doesn't seem to have depressed real estate prices in Idaho. There is a boom there, and there was a boom going on there long before the inflation set in and the cost of lumber skyrocketed during COVID, even going back three, 4 years ago, things were skyrocketing in Idaho. And I don't think that these beliefs are affecting that at all. Maybe, just maybe, what's going on in Idaho, as reported in this story, is exactly what many people around the country want. And they'd be willing to move there if they could get a state government that is more in tune with their beliefs and not afraid to mention it. And mentioned
that's a fact, but they're not willing to admit that. All they want to do in this post or this piece is take this idea that everybody's got to leave because, man, the white supremacists are there and they're going to kill everybody and run around with their KKK capes and their white supremacists and just kill everybody. That's what they
well, but I'll tell you, this goes to show. We were talking about laws that may be coming as a result of Buffalo, and the point I was about to make was the Democrats aren't going to have very much time, thanks to Manchin and Sinema. They're not going to have much time to pass any sort of hate speech or hate thought laws anymore than what we already have between now and November, because in November they still should likely be waxed. Because, look, Americans have the memory of a housefly or a flea. And this story, as tragic as it is in Buffalo, and as sad as it is to admit this, this is mostly going to be forgotten in a couple of weeks. We'll see how much the media can regurgitate it and keep it current. But I don't know if it's bad timing. It's a stupid thing. But I don't know if it's going to cost the Republicans in the midterms. And if it doesn't, then they'll be able to take back over. And I don't think you'll see hate speech and hate thought laws coming from the Republicans, because as we saw here in Idaho, and as the statistics, again, and we base all of our opinions here, we base our opinions on this. Look, if I was the only person to believe as I believe, I would go down as the last person. You can call me fringe, you can call me whatever. But we're basing what we're talking about here on facts, and the facts of the situation are that millions of Republicans now believe in this great replacement fact. And the Republicans aren't going to push back against it because that's their base now. Whereas in 2015, maybe it was still a little more, and I hate to use this word, more of a fringe ideology. It was very much true then as it is now, no more, no less. But now
But we've gained ground in terms of the reality check, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to say that it's the new media taking center stage at the center of that. And I'm proud to be part of that leadership. Again, I'm not a racist. I believe we're all God's children. We should behave like it.
Yes.
I believe we are told to multiply and replenish the earth. And that's God's law to all of us. I'm fine with all that. And I'm fine with people freely associating with whoever they choose to, not forced by government for whatever reasons. Now, before the end of the hour, I got to get to a couple of things that I promised I'd get to. And this story has just taken over in a good way because it's been great dialogue. But here's the tidbits I promised to deliver. Yuma County, Arizona Sheriff's Department opens massive voter fraud investigation after 2,000 mules goes viral. So now the Yuma, Arizona Police Department has opened a massive investigation, and they're calling for people to bring evidence. Secondly, Olathe, Kansas, it's called the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, has also now investigating claims of election fraud. The department announced Sheriff Calvin Hayden has assigned a cyber crimes investigator to review an undisclosed number of allegations. Sheriff Calvin Hayden, quote, "We have an obligation to the people that we serve to investigate every reasonable complaint we receive until we receive a successful conclusion." All right, until we reach a successful conclusion. He says, "We'll do the investigation. The charging is up to the district attorney's office." And then the sheriff's department considers this to be an active investigation that intends to provide all findings to the Johnson County district attorney's office for potential charges. You now have two counties that have already opened up investigations, and you have the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association getting ready to hold a press conference to tell you a whole lot more. Keep an eye on the ball, ladies and gentlemen. We at Liberty Roundtable Live and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association are at the absolute center of this, because, folks, if you can't have honest elections, and if you can't protect the most innocent among us, and if you can't protect our border, we don't have a nation. James, the final word's yours, my friend.
Sam, I love you. I agree with everything you've said today, as I almost always do, 99%. But I really appreciate what you said a moment
ago.
You're
allowed to be wrong on occasion. No, I'm just kidding.
1%, you can't get. But touche. Look forward to seeing you and your wife very soon. And you're right. This network and the programs on this network have been a part of this discussion and a part of the catalyst for moving things in, I think, a healthy direction for a long, long time. We've caught a lot of heat for it, but we're still kicking. Thanks for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Support Sam and the Liberty Roundtable and the Liberty News Radio Network.
Roger that, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. 2 hours in the can today. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always continues on your radio. Check out LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrideyOnRadio.com, BrideyOnTV.com, ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Man, we're all in this together, baby. And I'm telling you right now, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.